what's the worst weather you ever pulled?
Worst? Worst weather. Probably a Raider game 2 years ago. Yeah, that's probably the worst.
All the offensive guys say a game like that's so tough for them. Is it that? It's tough for a defensive guy?
Well, it's tough for a defensive guy because we react. And you don't know where you're going. It's tough to get traction, you know, and, you know, it makes it tough on the defensive player, but, you know, you got to play through it.
So would it be a nightmare to have to play on a day like today?
It's definitely not an ideal situation. I wouldn't look forward to it, but, you know, if it's like that, you got to go do it.
Chan Johnson called you the best in the business, and he won't trash talk because he has so much respect for you. Does he trash talk? Are you the...
Does he trash talk? Well, not really. I mean, Chaz, he's funny. People kind of misunderstand his trash talking. He's such a funny dude, you know. I mean, he makes a lot of jokes. I mean, he just brings a lot of excitement to the game, and I kind of appreciate that about him.
So what's a joke he's told you during the game?
Oh, no, I mean, I only played him once. That was 2 years ago. I can't tell you what we talked about on the field.
Can that be disarming, though, when a guy says something funny before you get ready to go out and cover him?
Nah, man, I'm always smiling and laughing myself, so, you know, I'm having fun. Nothing can take my focus away.
Hey, what do you think when he says, he made a comment that said, there's Dion and you, I mean, you're the man, basically. I mean, how does that make you feel when somebody, you know, obviously one of the elite receivers in the league has that kind of comment?
Well, I feel like he's hyping me up, but, you know, it's definitely appreciated from a guy, especially with a guy with his talent. You know, but at the same time, it doesn't matter. He's the type of guy, he can make you look like a guy that's not that good. So, you know, I got to come out ready to play.
How much do you remember about that game? You know, you said 2 years ago you played. Mm-hmm. What do you recall about that game?
Well, I recall he scored, and that's a no-no. You know, I can't have that. You know, I don't like people scoring. And, you know, hopefully when I'm in front of him this week, nothing like that happens.
You feel like you're a different guy now than you were then?
Oh, yeah, night and day.
What's so tough about him? What makes him a elite receiver?
Well, I think his quickness and obviously that quarterback. You know, he comes out of his break and ball's right there. I mean, not a lot of guys with his size can come out of their breaks like he did.
So I think, you know, you guys are the only contender that down the stretch you get to play two games at home. That would seem to be a pretty good advantage. But you've struggled at home.
That's definitely an ideal situation to play at home when you need wins. But, I mean, like you say, we play well on the road. It really doesn't matter. I mean, it's no advantage to anybody when you line up at home. It's really the only advantage you have is snap count. And that's it.
But at this stage, two wins, two home games, I mean, it's right there for you.
Yeah, it's right in our faces. But, you know, obviously nothing matters with next week if we don't take care of this week, and that's all we got to focus on.
Some guys play an entire career without going to a Pro Bowl. How much do you appreciate all the times you've been able to go to Hawaii?
You know, it's funny, you know, I see a lot of guys get there first and don't get back, and some guys never get over there. And, I mean, it's just a good feeling once your name is announced that you're going because all the work you put in and, you know, all the guys you compete with to get over there.
Chad Johnson is a guy who does talk a lot. I read weeks ago he said, when we play Denver, I am keeping my mouth shut because of Champ Bailey. How does that make you feel, knowing that you are going to quiet him for at least a week because of the respect he has for you?
Well, you know, like I said, the respect is appreciated. But, you know, I have the same respect for him. He's a great player. And, you know, he's going to hype me up as much as he can and make me get my head swollen up. But, you know, I'm not worried about that. People compliment me all the time, criticize me all the time. I mean, I can take whatever you say. I know what I am. And I know I got to go out, line up, and play.
You think he's playing possum with you? Just trying to.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to read his mind. I just got to prepare, do what I do, and things will work out.
He said he wanted to go out to dinner with you this week.
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy that you love probably playing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you want to play against the best, you know. And I don't play against Chad Johnson every week, but, you know, when I do, I'm definitely be ready.
And he's not alone, though, man. That receiving corps is maybe one of the toughest you guys will face this season.
Oh, yeah, from top to bottom, they are the toughest. I mean, because they got Chris Henry that could probably start anywhere else. You know, we got to take care of what's in front of us, whether it's Chris Henry, Husmanzada, or Chad Johnson.
He said he wanted to go out to dinner with you, you know, when he gets here. I mean, is that something you would do on a game week with somebody, or
yeah,
does that not even...
I mean, a lot of players do that, you know. Haven't done it in a while, but I would do that.
He also talked about the first time he met you, you were at like Dion's camp in Texas. Mm-hmm. What do you recall about that? And it kind of seemed like there was a star-studded lineup.
That's when I realized who he was, really. I mean, it was a few years ago, and I could just tell the competitive nature of him and how much he was willing to get better. I can remember a couple times I slapped him in the face accidentally, he's like, oh, I'm good. Let's go. Let's try it again. You know, the guy's so tough mentally. I mean, he's the type of guy you want to play with.
Who is that? I mean, besides, I mean, obviously.
Myself, him. Who else was that? Peter Ward, Dion, yeah, Mike Irvin came out there. It's a few of us.
And you guys just kind of talk too about, you know, your craft and all that.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, just going over technique. Obviously, back then it was a little different because the rules weren't as tight as they are now. But you know, we learned a lot from each other back then.
So you can't slap him in the face this week.
Oh no, you got a helmet on.